You're listening to Valley Public Radio. I'm Joe Moore. It's a new era this year for the Fresno Philharmonic. It's the first season with the orchestra under the leadership of its new music director and conductor, Ray Hatoda. She's already had two very successful concerts under her belt, leading the orchestra in 2017. And now the first concert of this new year takes place on Sunday, January 28th, 3 p.m. at the William Saroyan Theater in Fresno, celebrating Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. That's the headline of this symphony concert. Ray, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I want to talk about what's coming up in this concert, and certainly you have Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto, very famous work, Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony, very famous work, but you have a work by a local composer opening this concert, a premiere. Tell me about Spinning Yarns.
Yes, it's by Ken Froelich. He is from the Fresno State University and teaches composition there. I'm thrilled to really present a local and a wonderful, wonderful piece for orchestra, Spinning Yarns. And it's part of his Symphony No. 1. It's the second movement from his symphony. And he actually wrote the symphony to be able to play the different movements on its own. And I think this movement really stands well on its own. It's a great opening piece in that it has, like the opening concert that we did, the Aaron J. Kernis piece, it has jazz elements to it. So bringing in a major American music form into classical music is fantastic. I think that music is a fundamental part of humankind. And in fact, Ken Froelich writes this in his introduction to his Spinning Yarns, that music is always a part of our lives, whether we're watching a television commercial or watching video games. You know, we're hearing orchestral music. Whether we're sitting at a coffee shop, we're listening to music. Sometimes we're feeling down. We listen to music to make us feel better, whether it's pop, rock, classic rock, rap. You know, music is always a part of our lives, whether we think about it or not. Spinning Yarns comes from that concept where, okay, jazz, we listen to jazz. Well, you know, how is that in this piece different? He uses this technique, this element of jazz, where it's a call and response, where, you know, the drummers will have a solo, then the guitar will have a solo, or the bass will have a solo. So this idea of exchanging solos throughout the orchestra happens in this piece. It's a really percussive piece. It starts off with percussion only, and then the orchestra responds. And so it's a really fun piece. I'm really excited about it.
So as a music director of an orchestra, when it comes to planning out a concert program, when it's one of the masterworks of the art form, we all know Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, we know Tchaikovsky's Fourth, all of these works, they're just ingrained in us. We've heard them in person, we've heard them on the radio, we've heard countless recordings of them, we've studied the score. How is the experience of trying to select new music different from the music director's perspective? Is it sometimes just a score that's presented to you, or you're going through scores, or are you looking for recordings? Are you talking to composers?
All of the above, actually, yes.
Because you can't call it Beethoven, and we all know it so well. How is it different?
I wish I could call Beethoven. Say, can you write an 11th, 9th, 10th, again, symphony, 10th symphony for us? Well, I think it's really a matter of timing. A lot of times, you know, I'll have a composer send me scores, and 5 years ago, all of a sudden I'll run into it, and I'll think, oh, this will be a really neat piece to kind of explore. How would that work with this piece? How would that work with Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony? And I'm always thinking and trying to think of ideas ahead of time. I have a list of pieces that I want to program at some point. Sometimes they're too big, or sometimes the pieces are too short or too long. And then I kind of bookmark them and I say, you know, well, and that's not just new music. I'm talking about symphonies of Sibelius or Brahms, or I'll hear a story about a piece that have done many times, and I'll say, oh, I didn't know that. Well, maybe that will tie in to this new composer's story. Again, for me, stories are so interesting, and how people connect to that and how I connect to that and relate to that.
And in all of your concerts with the Philharmonic so far, there's been a common thread through the different pieces, regardless of era or style. What's the common thread going from Kenneth Froelich to Beethoven here?
Oh, wow. That's a tricky question. Well, unfortunately, this season, I've had to work with the soloists that were already scheduled. And so with classical music world, we're into next season already, planning ahead, at least one season ahead. So before I was appointed this position, they had already hired the soloists, and the soloists had pretty much said, this is the piece I want to do for this concert. So I had to kind of work around Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto. But as fate would have it, and fate is the big idea behind Symphony No. 4 by Tchaikovsky, Avadajan and I have met before. And we met when I was just starting out as a young conductor. In fact, I hadn't taken one conducting lesson yet. And he and I met at a league workshop in Seattle. I've known him as a fantastic pianist then, so I'm very, very excited about this concert this Sunday.
Yeah, so Avadajan Pratt, the great pianist, returning here for this concert with the Fresno Philharmonic, Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto. A few years ago, the orchestra did a whole cycle of Beethoven piano concertos, so they may be fresh in our audience's ear. What stands out to you in the third concerto?
Oh, it's an incredible piece. It's in C minor, again, kind of evoking this Beethoven fifth intensity. It starts off with just the orchestra, and you'll be watching the first about 4 minutes of this piece. You'll see Avadajan sitting, and you'll think, why isn't he playing? The orchestra plays for about 4 minutes in the introduction. It's kind of setting the stage. It's like, you know, putting all the emotion and the motives already out on the table, and then the pianist comes in. It's really powerful. But what I love about this piece is that it's so intense. It's this incredible motive, bum, 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 bum. You know, it's just this wonderful C minor triad at the opening. And then at the end, in the third movement, he just turns it around and turns into this happy C major at the end. And it just frolics. It's like, you know, flying away from all this darkness and goes into the light. It's just an incredible piece and very powerful.
So moving on with the final work of this concert and the one that'll take up the second half of the concert schedule, Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. You said fate is the theme here. Tell me about that.
Yes, it's considered the Fate Symphony in that the opening motive is his, personally, during this time when Tchaikovsky was writing it, he was going through a disastrous marriage. Actually, he was only married for a month. The failure of his marriage and knowing who he was at the time and was very disturbing to him. And he just felt that, you know, he needed to write this down. And he wrote this incredible motive that starts off with the horns and the bassoons at the opening. And that's considered the fate motive. And it permeates throughout the symphony. But it's interesting because in the third and fourth movements, you don't even hear that fate anymore. It's as if he's worked it through in the first two movements. And the third movement is the very famous pizzicato movement, where you'll see all the string players place their instruments in their laps. And they'll be, place their bows in their laps. And they'll be playing pizzicato with their hands, and it's innovative. It's never been done before. But you can't even imagine that piece not being played with the pizzicato. It's virtuosic. It's very difficult. And then the triumphant fourth movement. But then the fate motive comes in the end of the fourth movement, and you're like, how is that possible? It's like he's going through a psychological journey through the music with us. You know, it's fantastic. It's powerful. And then at the end, it just starts to, you know, have this kind of motion back from the underground back up into optimism.
when we last spoke about your last concert, you talked about Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, how it's something of an important mark for the orchestra to do that. And you'll learn more about the orchestra and probably about yourself as well leading that work. Can something similarly be said about this work?
Yes, it's that last movement will be tough for the orchestra. But it's just so incredible, and the music is so powerful. But I think just in general, all the different styles, all the different pieces that we're doing this season will be challenging in different ways. And this is good. This is a good thing for the orchestra, for the Philharmonic to be challenged and to be pushed. And so far, so good.
You mentioned that you know and you've worked in the past with Avadhaja and Pratt. Now that you're leading the orchestra, I imagine word is out in the classical community of what's going on here in Fresno. Congratulations from different corners. How has that experience been? What's that been like, hearing from peers and colleagues around the country who you've crossed paths with over the years?
So many well wishes and it's so much support, and I'm just so appreciative. And really, it's the work of the orchestra, the staff, and the community that really makes this so rewarding. So thank you to all of you.
Great. Again, with this concert coming up on Sunday at the Saroyan Theater, another great opportunity to hear the orchestra. This concert, again, stylistically, touching on a lot of different themes. Is this something that you hope to do throughout your tenure with the orchestra in, again, touching on a contemporary piece, something from the Romantic era, et cetera?
Yes, I think it's good to have a mixture. It's like, you know, not to eat meat and potatoes all the time. Sometimes you need a little salad. Sometimes you need a little bit of, hummus, on your plate. So I think it's great to have a different taste of all the different styles, but also to see what sticks and what the community likes. And if they like that format, let's move forward with it. But for me, it's really important to continue the orchestral repertoire into the 21st century. And what better way than to promote the music of our time?
Again, Ray Hatoda, the music director and conductor of the Fresno Philharmonic, leading a concert on Sunday, January 28th, 3 p.m. at the William Saroyan Theater in Fresno, featuring music by Fresno's own Kenneth Froelich, as well as Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto featuring soloists Avadhaja and Pratt, and Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. That concert again Sunday. Ray, thank you so much for joining us today, and we're really excited to hear this concert.
Thank you.